The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You caught them, you slap them on the wrist, you move on. You don't make them national things. Instead, if it involves a player or coach, then they're going to try to bury him. But if it's your officials or anything related to the league, guess what? Oh, human error.
Cover up for him, yeah.
Human error. Gosh, yeah, the call should have been made, but sorry you're frustrated. To me, it's the most tone-deaf league on the planet, man. That they go after guys for minor infractions and turn them into murder charges, basically. In response to the tweet, he said, well, that's just his opinion. That's what they're supposed to do, get up there and say some crazy stuff, I guess. But okay.
Is that his way of saying, okay, cool, hook them?
I don't think there's anything that necessarily crazy about saying, well, you didn't really beat anybody. Congratulations.
Had they gone to Duke and beat Duke, or gone to Virginia and beat Virginia, and you said, you know what, this proves we can play with anybody in the country, I'd say, yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, maybe it's your way of hyping up your guys, but let's slow down with what a win over Central Florida.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. You guys kept pointing at my headphones to put my headphones back on. I'm listening.
No.
I'm holding them here, and I can hear them because it's loud. So,
sorry, Fred.
Yeah, it's okay. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. 3776. In his first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And, well, second hour should be available very shortly. And we talked about that and a lot of other stuff. If you want to listen to the show, lots of great ways to do it. Listen on 97.5. For two more days, you can listen on 94.1.
97.5, the best radio station in Houston, according to the Houston Press.
Yes, it is. You can listen on the app. You can listen on the website. You can watch us on live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks. I'm surprised you couldn't actually hear those headphones because I keep my headphones really loud.
I had mine on already.
Okay, so there. Yeah.
Tyler just told me he didn't think you were paying attention, so I've...
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time, Tyler.
He's a pro.
I know exactly when the rewind ends.
My bad.
So I just don't like listening to it really loud. So, yeah.
Hey, did you see what Jose Canseco was tweeting today?
I did not. Somebody mentioned it on the text line earlier, and I hadn't gotten a chance to check it out yet.
You and Jose Canseco have a lot in common.
More
than you would think.
We're both handsome men who've done steroids.
Both also interested in aliens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot aliens, especially.
Jose Canseco says, we are in, and I assume he means we as in, like, him and Ozzy Canseco, maybe Mark McGuire. I don't know who we are. But he says, we are in communication with aliens with a very flexible body composition called the AI-51.
Okay.
These aliens...
Is this based on Area 51?
It could be.
I would come up with a more creative name than AI-51.
These aliens are going to teach us how to try and travel the brain... can physically travel without the body. I don't know what that means.
Are we talking astral projection? Because I do that all the time when I'm high.
These aliens are going to teach us how to try and travel the brain can physically try and... I don't know what he's talking about. But here he says, aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which we are not willing to do. We have tried with animals, and it has failed. Time travel puts 42,651 pounds of pressure on a human skeletal structure. Can you detach the brain from the body and equalize the pressure? It could be done. Our science is totally irrelevant to aliens. It sounds like it's taking on drugs.
Well, okay, can I ask you a question, though? If they're here and they've been here for a while, are they technically aliens?
That's a good question. I mean,
how many generations do you have to be here before you're considered not alien?
It's a good question.
All right, well, if he's right and these aliens exist, I would love to learn how to time travel because I'd like to know the Derby winner.
Could you handle that type of pressure?
Yeah, oh yeah.
On your skeletal system?
Absolutely, because I would learn how to travel the brain, as he said.
Okay.
And, yeah, I've done astral projection before. You know, you get the right weed, you can do out-of-body. It's doable. So if you're an alien and listening to the show and can do all this stuff, I'd like to learn from you.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet you. I'd like to hang out. And I'd like to learn how to do, you know, travel the brain. That's what I want to do, travel the brain.
I started wondering, like, I mean, Jose Canseco's got on his Twitter thing, he's got, for appearances, please call Morgan, and puts her phone number. And I was like, I wonder what Jose Canseco is doing these days. And then I clicked through a few tweets. And how about Sunday, December 10th? He was at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield, Massachusetts, doing a VIP meet and greet and a public signing in honor of his 40-40 club season.
God, who was he had the hottest girlfriend back in the day. I mean, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Can't remember what
I feel like he had his pick of the litter back then.
Well, he did, but he had this one that was just an absolute standout.
What do you think a Jose Canseco autograph goes for these days?
$26.50.
$30 on like a flat, so on a card or an 8x10. $40 on a premium, which I'm guessing would be like a bat or a helmet. Photo ops, $30. Or you can do a combo autograph and photo for $50. Inscriptions, $10. So, I mean, I guess $50 a head, $60 a head. I guess that's reasonable for a guy who's done what he's done, but... That's an odd bird.
Well, you know, if he's met these actual aliens, I'd like to meet him. That's all.
I went back.
I'd like to have these conversations with him. Maybe we could make our world a better place, AJ, if we learned how to travel the mind.
Yeah.
Was it travel the mind or travel the brain? I'm confused.
I'm confused too. here's some other thoughts from the mind of Jose Canseco. If living conditions were made better in Mexico, they wouldn't try to come to the United States. Our political structure is a total failure. Erase it and start over. First thing you have to do is completely abolish taxes. Me for president. Mm. Are we still in debt if we print our own money? Athletes are overpaid and police officers are underpaid. How is that happening? Especially baseball players. And then it takes a turn to the weird. I mean, as if that wasn't weird enough what he was saying.
Yeah.
If we colonize the moon, I should be president. You would not need borders if conditions in other countries were better. I think we've already covered that.
Yeah.
You don't need a wall. You need android robots.
Now, that I agree with. That I agree with. Although, again, the Skynet thing is coming. So,
yeah. Invest in space travel. As soon as it's available, invest in space travel. We need a bullet train from Vegas to L.A. and from Vegas to Arizona, obviously incorporating a magnetic reverse gear. Have the casinos pay for the bullet train and make it free for everyone.
Hmm.
What?
Sounds a bit selfish.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe just move to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then... You know how random people will bitch about things on Twitter in hopes to get something fixed or get their money back on something? Like, if you've got a bad experience with a company, people will post it out there. And normally, it's just, I mean, if it's called attention, if there's attention called to it, a customer service person sees it and they'll talk to you like a normal human. But Jose Canseco apparently having trouble with Wi-Fi. Whatever you do, do not get an account with Cox, especially their Wi-Fi section. It's the worst in the world. Horrible technical support. Not even that you overpay and the Wi-Fi doesn't work half the time. Cox Communication, one lousy company. Say no to Cox. The truth hurts. Cox
what?
Communication
what?
Is
no
lousy, especially the Wi-Fi section. The truth hurts. And then he says, watching the new series Lucifer. Wow, I want to be him when I grow up.
I do like that Lucifer.
Well, I told you, you and Jose Canseco, well, a lot in common.
I kind of think that this is me on drugs. I think Jose is me on drugs.
Maybe
I mean,
so.
Like hard drugs.
So like in an alternate universe or a parallel universe?
Because, I mean, I'm okay.
You're Jose Canseco and he's a radio host?
I don't know. No, but maybe. All I know is that aliens, cool. I'd like to meet these aliens if they actually exist. I'm down with them. And if they do, they're listening to the show. They're in Houston. They're listening to the show because that's what aliens do. The robots I'm kind of cool with. You don't need a wall. You need robots. Because Skynet's going to take over and kill us all anyway.
He likes to call them androids, not robots.
I want cyborgs. So we differ a little there. And we both like the show Lucifer. So. And I like to say no to Cox as well.
Yeah.
So.
That's one thing I have in common with him.
Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
Wow. What a guy. He used to be one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, for a couple years, he was baseball. Like, he was the biggest star baseball had.
Yeah.
But we all lose it at some point. He's apparently lost it. All right. Rodeo Clown Roundup. You need to know about this. Sunday, February 17th. The lineup has been announced. If you're a fan of Texas country music, you're going to know some of these guys. How about Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights? How about Texas Flood, Flatland Cavalry, the Old 97s, Nikki Lane, Bruce Robison, and Casey Donahue? Gates will open at 1:30. It's going to be a hell of a good time. Great beer, great Texas country music. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com/RCRU. And then before the show, get yourself a run in. The Rodeo Clown Roundup 5K, 10K. Out there at the brewery, you dress in your best Western gear or Rodeo Clown outfit. It's a timed race. Participants must be 21 years or older. They'll receive a participation bandana, a commemorative koozie with two tokens for beer at the finish line. And folks who participate in the race enjoy a $10 discount on their concert ticket. Register for the run at carbachbrewing.com/run. And while you're out there, make sure you stop by the restaurant and have some of that fantastic food that they've got there. A really diverse, delicious menu. And everything that you've got, it pairs perfectly with the beer that they've got on the board. They're open daily 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. And then they're serving brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Get out there and give it a try. I recommend the poutine. I recommend the crab cakes. And the Hatch chili mac and cheese, also really tasty. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see all the goings-ons with the brewery. See what beers they've got coming out. See what events they've got going out at the brewery. And then pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Reminder that tomorrow we will be at Twin Peaks 290. Charlie Polillo, The Usual Suspects, and The Blitz. All the shows that didn't get mentioned. That was sarcasm. We'll be giving away a $250 Twin Peaks gift card for you to host your own Super Bowl party at your choice of Twin Peaks locations. You'll have to be present at the broadcast to enter to win. The gift card must be used on Super Bowl Sunday. Don't forget to stop by the ESPN table to enter to win and also play Super Bowl Squares. You can win other ESPN goodies. So lots of good stuff going on there. And just I just tweeted this out, but we now have a page that has all the ways you can get the novel, whether you want Kindle or Nook or the print version on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, audiobook. And if you're not on Twitter, the link is JesusTheNovel.com. So if you go to JesusTheNovel.com, you can pick up the book. That simple.
Did you see Yahoo put out their most bankable Super Bowl prop bets?
I did not see that.
You tell me.
Does Yahoo still do sports? Because
apparently they do a little bit of sports.
Okay.
You tell me if you agree with these things. How about Sony Michel scores two or more rushing touchdowns? He says yes at plus 250.
Boy, that's not a ton of value for. No, that's a no.
That's a no for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No.
Philip Dorsett logs at least 29 receiving yards, minus 114.
I can see that.
CJ Anderson gains at least 48 rushing yards, minus 114.
I'm going to go under on that.
Under?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going oppo him.
He says, obviously, he'll split carries with Todd Gurley, but in what could be another hot hand situation, he's a strong bet to sail past the proposed number.
I don't think so.
Gerald Everett records at least 24 receiving yards.
Yeah, I could see that one.
Patriots were meh against tight ends this year.
Yeah.
But I kind of thought, I mean, I don't know, maybe Tyler Higbee's get less of, I don't know who gets used more. How about this one? Julian Edelman registers at least 9 receptions. It's a big number.
Yeah.
But it brings back plus 174.
I don't mind that. I could see him having that kind of game.
Nickell Robey-Coleman called for pass interference. Yes, plus 250.
I'll take yes.
I would, too.
They're going to be watching him close.
And obviously, if he's...
especially if they put him on Edelman.
Well, yeah, he's the slot guy, so yeah. I assume that's where he's going to be. And I'm assuming Brady's going to go after him.
Yeah.
Will a roughing the passer penalty be called? Yes, plus 110.
Yes.
I think so, too. I think that's a good value when you've got Ndamukong Suh on one side.
Yeah.
He may do it on purpose in the first quarter just to let him know,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
This one's weird to me. What side of the what side on the coin flip? Heads minus 105 or tails minus 115?
That is weird.
You have to go heads,
you
right?
You take heads, but yeah.
Less
yeah.
juice.
Absolutely. That's an auto bet.
Yeah. Will Tom Brady be seen cursing on the broadcast? Yes, plus 500.
Yeah, I could see that. That there's actually some value in that. Yeah. Yeah.
Number of plays Tony Romo correctly predicts, over under 2.5.
Over.
They say over as well.
Yeah.
There were some people posting today about Tony Romo, that like they went through all the Tony Romo broadcasts and he correctly predicted like 69.4% of plays correctly. Like when he made the prediction, it actually went the way he said. And then there were people acting like that wasn't really incredible. Like 70% accuracy is pretty damn good. And then someone said, I don't know if you guys realize this, but pretty much any former NFL player or coach could do exactly what Tony Romo's doing. Not Jason Witten.
Not Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah. Guess what? Almost every NFL analyst on television is a former coach or player. None of them are doing what Tony Romo's doing.
Yeah.
I think it's Tony Romo hate.
It is. It is.
And I wasn't a big fan of Tony Romo when he was a player.
But he's damn good at this job.
Dude, there's no denying it. I think you're crazy if you don't think Tony Romo's killing it at this gig. And then I hear today that they want him to, that he may end up being a coach. Which, I mean, listen, you got a pretty good gig here.
Yeah, you do.
Low pressure gig.
But who knows?
Where people worry if you're right 70% of the time or not.
But it also, who knows if it translates being in a booth and watching everything and being on a sideline and watching everything. It's not necessarily the same thing.
He could be one of those booth coaches.
Maybe, but what if he wants to be a head coach someday?
That's true. You got to be on the sideline for that.
Disco says, JesusTheNovel.com. I can see things going sideways for a religious teen looking for something to read. you know. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is funny how, like, Romo's the gold standard and Witten is the...
Oh, he's bad.
The poo standard.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like, Collinsworth tries to do that stuff and he's just bad at it.
He's not that good.
Yeah. So I don't know how you can say any former player... Because, and Romo's smart. You know, there's not... I hate to break it to you, most of these guys aren't that... Right. Romo's pretty smart. He's got it figured out. Hey, how many days a year would you guess that you suffer from boredom?
362. That's... Like at some point in the day, I'm like, huh, I'm bored.
No, I'm talking about full day's worth.
Oh.
So, well, let's add those up. Like if you are bored 10 minutes a day, how many days a year do you think you wind up adding up bored?
I would say at least 10 minutes. I mean, I think there's probably 10 minutes a day that I'm bored every day.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's do some quick math here. I mean, that's just, you know, there's 10 minutes. Let's go with every 6 days will be an hour.
Carry the two.
17. God, I wish we had an Asian producer to help with this. I don't know. I'm bored a lot. Why?
Well, because there's a study, of course, that, well, it's research, reveals the average adult experiences 131 days of boredom a year.
Man, see?
So that's almost a third of the year. I think that's ridiculous. A new study of 2,000 Americans examined how frequently in adult life we experience days with no fun at all and found the typical respondent experiences more than a third of their year as boring, dreaded, or specifically not fun days. 60% of adults believe their life is too grown up.
Oh, yeah.
And 73% miss aspects of their childhood, like time with friends, 50%, less responsibilities, 52%, or birthday parties, 25%.
What about you, Tyler? How often are you bored?
I'd say usually every Saturday or Sunday.
You're bored on the weekends?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, not the entire day, but at least an hour.
See, on the weekends, I'm watching football.
But whenever there's no football, what are you
doing? Oh, yeah, then it's boring.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do then. Do you long for the days when you had no responsibilities and, like, your parents paid your bills and stuff like that?
All the time.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Really? Lawyer Dave says 10 minutes a day of boredom equals 144 days, so you're well past average here.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
That almost came out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But see, this stuff, 60% of adults believe their life is too grown up. Not mine. I don't feel like I'm too grown up.
No?
73% miss aspects of their childhood. No. Time with friends? No. Less responsibilities? No, I want more responsibilities. I certainly don't miss birthday parties.
I don't miss birthday parties. Don't invite me to your birthday party. I don't like it.
So... 39% of adults polled said they prefer to go bowling over an exercise class. And 1 in 5 grown adults would rather have a sleepover with friends than go to the movies. I ain't having a sleepover with friends. I don't know what that's about.
Do people consider bowling an alternative to working out?
I think
what?
Like, why would they choose bowling over a workout class?
Good question. Well, it's only 39%, though. That's not that many. That's... I can picture the 39%, and they look like bowlers. How about this? 49% of adults found 2018 more stressful than 2017.
Mm.
And approximately 30% of their average day is stressful.
Yeah. Days are stressful.
Yeah. That's why we're here. If you want to be less stressed out, you know what? How about wings?
That would help.
Eating wings, especially big city wings. That's what you should do. As a matter of fact, if you're out driving around right now, you can go find a big city wings near you and go check out all of the great food. I love their wings, but it's not just that. It's a great place to watch a game. If you're going to go and watch a big game on Sunday, how about Big City Wings? And they've got specials, sports, everything, seven convenient locations because Kingwood is here. And you can experience a Big City Wing treatment today. Delicious, fresh, made-to-order menu items like USDA-certified Angus beef burgers, loaded baked potatoes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and get my wings for the Super Bowl on Sunday. That's what I'm going to go over there and pick them up and bring them home and eat wings. And they've got specials every single day. You know what the special is today? $7 on all burgers and whiskey. Burgers and whiskey. So it's not just wings. Go check them out. And you can find your nearest location at BigCityWings.com. Follow them on social media. Facebook.com is Big City Wings. Instagram is Big City Wings. Twitter is Big_City_Wings. Houston's place for wings. My place for wings. Big City Wings.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 281 says, good thing Lawyer Dave is a lawyer, not a math teacher. 10 minutes a day is 2.5 days. I don't know. I don't care. I don't do math on stuff like that. It's too much work. I can count to four, and you can win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, February 2nd, from 7 until 9. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99, and it comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. So at 6:35, we'll take caller number 10 for Sam Houston Race Park. The hell was I going to get to here? Lamont tweeted this story at us that there's also a bill in the House that proposes liquor sales on Sunday in Texas.
Saw that too, yeah. We're like in the Stone Age. The fact that you can't go into HEB and buy cooking wine until noon on Sundays, it's really kind of embarrassing.
It just makes sense. Apparently, until 1985, here's things you couldn't buy on Sunday. Furniture, kitchen utensils, stoves, air conditioners, refrigerators, electric fans, radios, washers and dryers, televisions, cameras, jewelry, power tools, clocks, luggage, musical instruments, and baby bottles.
Why?
That was the Texas Blue Laws. And now it's liquor. And I guess cars, too, right? They can only be open one day on the weekend.
Yeah, so you can either be open Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, which... hashtag dumb.
It's so dumb.
What the hell? But, yeah, it just makes sense. I don't know why. Because I can walk down to the bar that opens at 11 a.m. and drink myself silly with alcohol.
Yeah.
Although, I guess that law was kind of weird. They had to have food in front of you at one point. I don't know if you still have to do that.
I don't know what the deal is now either.
But, yeah, I don't know. We have so many weird laws in this state. it's not as bad as necrophilia still being legal in Louisiana, but our liquor laws are pretty awful. Right. Why do we have to have them in liquor stores? Like, that's one thing I like about Louisiana. I can go to a Stop and Go and get alcohol.
Hard alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, beer and wine you can get, but that's... I hope that passes. Better chance of passing that or gambling.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So I have a positive story for you.
Give it to me.
Because you have a new puppy.
I do.
I have a new puppy. A marathon runner was out running a marathon. Khamija Klongsanoon, 43 years old.
Made up name.
Was early into a marathon in Ratchaburi in western Thailand. And she noticed that there was a dog sitting on the side of the road that runners kept going around and trying to avoid. So apparently there was no houses close by. There was a, there were no people nearby. So she picked up the dog and carried it for the last 19 miles of the marathon.
Oh, boy. What kind of dog was this?
A Bangkau. Or
is that like a chow?
A Thai wolf dog is what it says.
So it's a big dog.
Well, it was a puppy. Okay. So, yeah. So she picked it up and carried it all the way to the finish line 19 miles away.
And that's pretty impressive.
She's now adopted the puppy, which is only a couple months old.
I think that's fair. If you carry a dog for a marathon, you should be given the rights to its life.
And she named him Chombing.
That's not a good dog.
That's the name of the marathon, the Chombing Marathon.
Oh.
She said, it seemed to me this little guy was lost. There were no houses, no other dogs, no people around. So I picked up the puppy, if only to take him out of this unsafe environment. And then she just hung on to him for 19 miles.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Holly tells me you definitely have to have food on Sundays before noon. Celery at Hooters counts for a beer. Well, I remember a few years, I'm not going to say where I go where that they don't enforce that now, but when, I don't know, 6-7 years ago when I used to go and get set up for the Texans games, I would go to a bar so I could watch the Texans on the big screen and all the other games.
Right.
And I would order a beer because I get there about 11:40, so I'd get good seats. And I'd order a beer and they would put chips in front of you because you had to have something there.
Seems fair.
Yeah, I didn't really want the chips. I just wanted the beer.
Oh, well.
These things happen.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you were treated like an adult, right?
Yeah.
Like if you decide you want chips, you can have them. If you don't, you don't have to have them.
Well, I just kind of feel like, it's my choice on when I get a chance to, what I drink and what I don't drink.
Yeah.
What's that name? I can't read it.
Oh, that's Tasha.
Is this our Tasha or is this General Tasha?
I don't know.
No, this is Tasha D, the Yankee cowgirl.
Okay, well, hello, Tasha.
I just want to thank you, gentlemen, for doing what you do. You make my ride home amazing and not so painful. But I just wanted to express my perspective on the alcohol. I was born and raised in New York and went to college in Las Vegas and lived in Vegas. I've lived in all the great cities, Paris, London, Spain, and now living here in Texas. What makes Texas original and unique is that you still have the laws that you had back in the day of, can't buy alcohol on Sunday. And even as painful as it was for me coming from Vegas to not be able to buy alcohol, I really appreciate the fact that it reminds us where we came from, the history of our great America. If that makes sense to you guys. So even though it's not fun, that we can't be like every other state and get what we want when we want it, we should be prideful that our state is this way.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you firmly on this because
it's a cool perspective, though. I hadn't thought of it. I always prepare. I go buy my alcohol on Saturday afternoon.
I mean, living by laws that were put in place when, it was a different world back then, and it's not the same world, so it doesn't make sense to have the same laws in a world where we've evolved past, people going to church, running everybody else's day. Like, there's people who Sunday is just another regular day to them. And if those guys want to buy alcohol, they can't because some other people say it's the Lord's Day. That doesn't seem right to me.
Mm. Jesus drank wine.
He did, but he bought it after noon on Sundays.
I used to do wine at church at like 9 in the morning on Sundays. I remember that.
Yeah.
Back in my Catholic days.
Yeah.
Aaron says St. Arnold's brings out pretzels when you order on Sundays before noon. Yeah, that does seem a little weird, but that's just an interesting perspective and one I had not thought of. Don't agree with it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
each their own.
Glad she shared that with us. Thank you for calling in and enjoy the rest of your drive home. 713-780-ESPN. 201 says, but you can buy alcohol on Sunday. You can buy alcohol in a bar. You can't buy...
You can buy beer
and you can buy wine.
You just can't buy hard liquor.
You can't buy it before noon.
Right.
And you can't buy hard liquor, which...
Package hard liquor.
Yeah. So, like, Specs can't be open on Sunday.
Right.
Which is, yeah. But, you know, you adjust. I mean, I know if I need alcohol for a Sunday, I'll go on Saturday and pick it up.
Yeah.
I plan ahead. But I could see if you were just sitting around and having a party and you ran out of alcohol at your party.
I could see that becoming a problem.
On a Sunday.
But who's partying hard on a Sunday anyway? People got to go to work. But Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
See, industry people party on Sundays.
That's true, too.
I used to.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, we have one segment left to go. And we'll have some deaths. And I have not looked to see if Tyler got the deaths right, but
I did.
Let's assume the best.
I'm assuming the best out of him, but
preparing for the worst.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's fair.
So, but what I will tell you about is Innovative Lasers of Houston. And you can check them out at InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. And if you were like me and you really were struggling to get rid of weight in a certain part, and I was working out constantly and it just wasn't working for me, especially when you get to my age. But if you go to Innovative Lasers, it's a really simple process. You basically sit there for 20 minutes and I listen to music. There's no pain. There's no recovery. There's no heat. There's no cold. You can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. And mine took about that, and I lost 6 inches doing it. And I'm going to go and get another round done and get rid of some more. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 to call at 281-888-3094, you mention ESPN, you're going to get 50% off your regular price and 3 sessions for free. Take advantage of the special offer. Lose inches and fat without any painful procedures or downtime. You're going to have more energy. It's going to change your life. Give them a call, 281-888-3094, and mention ESPN 97.5. Get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions for free. And this is really cool because they don't remove the fat. They shrink the fat. And there's no loose skin, anything. Go give it a try. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on local programming. Win a 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston this Saturday, February 2nd from 7 until 9. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99. Comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. So it's 651 caller 5. You get 4 tickets. Good luck. Gabriel says, up until about a couple of years ago, the Heights had prohibition-era laws in effect. People had in the area had to be members of bars in order to drink.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's a bar that I go to that's near my house called East End Hardware that you have to have a membership to. It's free. But they have to run you a membership because it's within 900 feet of a church or a school. I'm not sure which. Husker Jeff says, definition of irony, two degenerate gamblers putting the odds on a gambling legalization bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of true. So, and yeah, the people asking about 94.1, we're going to have a new signal booster that will cover all the area that 94.1 did. So, finally... If you can hear us, and that's going to start on the 1st.
We're, what's it, Marie Kondoing? Is that what we're doing around here? Like, 94.1 wasn't bringing us joy, so we're just throwing it out.
It doesn't spark joy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths.
Or Tyler did this. Let's not put famous right up there.
We'll see. I don't know. He's got two pages worth. So I don't know if he's used a bigger font. Or
if so, I appreciate it because you know I'm blind.
Yeah, I know. I like bigger
font. Going blind.
Ava Gardner, American actress. Pneumonia at the age of 67. 2006, Chris Penn, dead at 40. He was not in good shape at the end there.
Nah, that's not a good run.
He was like Mr. Pink?
No. He was the boss's son.
He was the boss. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah. 2017, I remember this well because you had her in the Deadpool, Mary Tyler Moore.
Got her. Won enough to win it.
Dead at 80. Nope. But you finished second.
Yeah.
1932, William K. Wrigley. Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
I was watching Drunk History last night, and it was all baseball stuff. It was pretty cool. They had Katie Nolan is one of them. She's really good on that show. 1983, Paul Bear Bryant, dead at 69. 1991, Harold Red Grange dies at 87. Good run. Okay, Tyler, here's your first bleep up. This should be in best deaths. 1993, Andre the Giant.
Oh, man.
And you've got him in sports figures.
I mean, you have him in the same...
with got David Schultz.
And Tom Brookshire.
And Dick Night Train Lane.
I literally just got this template today, so Shane. I don't know how he...
Shane Bell yourself, please. Shane Bell, come on.
It won't work on the same channel.
There you go. It's almost there.
Do you think there's three people on the best deaths list that are more worthy than Andre the Giant?
Absolutely not.
There's
in fact,
no way.
You know what? I've looked down to the miscellaneous. There's two more guys that should be on the best death. 1947, Al Capone.
That's a good one.
That's the second Al Capone reference today.
What was the first one?
You talked about Al Capone era bourbon.
Okay, yeah. 1962, Lucky Luciano. That's like two of the top five all-timers.
That's pretty good. Gangsters.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard not in the best death.
That's your guy.
No.
J.D. Salinger.
Catcher in the Rye.
That's my favorite book.
Yeah.
My son's named after a character in that book.
Catcher in the Die at the age of 91.
Catcher in the Die, yep.
Come on. This guy should be in best death. Ted Bundy?
Tyler. I mean, come on.
He's in the killers.
Put some
category.
Respect on his name.
You gotta, yeah.
He's the number one killer in the killer
okay.
category.
Oh my God, these best deaths are those guys are the best deaths. These are not. Caligula in 41.
Great movie.
Yeah. Charlemagne in 814.
Isn't that like a hip hop guy?
I mean, now he is. Yeah, Charlemagne the God.
Yeah.
But that wasn't him. This was just Charlemagne, German
no,
emperor.
No, he's come back as Charlemagne the God.
No, he hasn't. Mahatma Gandhi. Okay, that belongs.
Okay, that's a good one. Not as good as Andre the Giant, but close.
Orville Wright. Borderline. Lightning Hopkins.
He's a B-lister. Oh. Everyone knows Wilbur was the brains in the operation.
Yeah, no kidding. Wait a minute, Wilbur. No, that does not mean Mr. Ed is on the list. Carl Jurassic.
There's a park named after him. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Dude, that doesn't even belong on the list.
Look at who he is.
He did invent birth control.
Yeah. How's that not a best death?
Oh, come on.
Shout out,
so
Carl.
The guy learned how to pull out. Give me a break. Ken Saylor's professional basketball player. What the hell? Dead at 95 in 2016?
Father of the jump shot?
Okay, we're going to have a little discussion.
Well, no, not after this week. It's Aaron.
Oh, that's right. It's not your problem anymore. So you're going out with an absolute whimper here. All right, porn stars. January 25th, 2006, Anna Molly died from?
I'm going to go alcohol poisoning.
Car accident.
Damn it.
Karen Lancome in 2005. Died from?
It's either strangled by pimp or heroin overdose. Strangled by pimp.
Oh, committed suicide by drug overdose. Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, you know what, dude? as much as I like you, you're done on the show after Friday. You're out of here. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Really good job by Tyler right up until the end. Second day in a row, he's fumbled on the one-yard line. Fortunately, we recovered it again. Really good job by A.J. Hoffman. Strong job by the listeners today. I didn't suck. Wasn't great. Wasn't awful. Didn't suck. We'll do it tomorrow. Come see us out at Twin Peaks. We're giving away that gift card for a Super Bowl party, so you definitely want to be there. And we'll have fun. Twin Peaks on 290. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.